The White House has a reform plan for the senior executive service. President Obama introduced it at a meeting at the Washington Hilton today with about 3,000 members of the senior executive service. He says new programs like a White House leadership development program will help replace outgoing talent lost due to retirement. Bill Dugan is president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, keeping his ear to the ground on the development of the federal workforce. Mr. President, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for coming on, as always. What did you think of what you heard, and what did you think of the way this was presented to the senior executive service today? Thank you, sir, for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Francis, for having me. Well, I mean, I think it was kind of a mixed bag, I guess, is the way that I would view it. There's, you know, he offered up several initiatives, one on, as you pointed out, on a leadership development program. One was an advisory group for SES reform. Then there was one dealing with making the employee viewpoint survey data much more available in more detail to agency managers through a website that they launched today. And I think conceptually, you know, a lot of this may have, you know, good intentions, and but the real proof is going to be in, you know, how these things are developed and how they're used and what sort of work products or outcomes result from them. I think some of it's duplicative. You know, OPM has been working on some stuff, particularly around, you know, SES reform, and I know OMB has been involved in that. And, you know, I'm not sure whether his announcement was just announcing those efforts or whether he was announcing something new in addition to those. So, like I say, I mean, you know, I think it's kind of a wait and see thing. We're just going to have to see, you know, what comes of it. But so I guess that's kind of my take on what went down today.
You mentioned the products that come out of this, what we actually can show as results. What would you like to see? And let's even set the president's issues aside, what he talked about today. What would you like to see come out of whatever dialogue happens among people who are experts in the federal government, both in HR, in technical and in leadership roles, in you, among your colleagues in the federal labor movement, and among the rank and file employees, maybe not even just the SESers, as far as what will meet their needs to make the workplace a better place for them to be?
Yeah, I think, I mean, one of the major things that a lot of different groups across government have been working on recently is this whole notion and concept of employee engagement. The National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations, which I'm a member of, we put together a group and have partnered with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, or CHECO Council as it's referred to, and I co-chair a group that's working on various aspects of trying to better define and get better compliance and understanding and people actually implementing employee engagement in the workplace. I think that for me is one of the huge keys that we have to do in the federal government if we're going to if we want to be more efficient in the delivery of the goods and services that we provide the American public.
President Obama talked about that a little bit in his speech, and we have a video link at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The presentation that the president made, though, struck me with a couple of things. One of them was you mentioned the transparency, and that will be welcome, I think, because it will be easier for managers all across government to see exactly how they're doing, to see who's doing well, and then to try to connect and learn from those people with best practices. An issue you and I have talked about before, though, Mr. President, is the labor management forums across government, and maybe you can characterize the status of them, but my sense is that they're moving more slowly than you and your colleagues on the labor side would like, and I wonder if you see anything here that makes you think, well, maybe this indicates that there's going to be more engagement in that area to kind of help turn up the heat here.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, the whole notion of labor and management cooperating and collaborating on important workplace issues that affect the workforce and as well as the work that and the outputs that they produce. That's really essential, and you're absolutely right. It's kind of, again, a mixed bag across government. We have some agencies that are doing very well in terms of having productive labor management forums, others that have forums that may not be functioning as well, and still others that haven't even formed any forums. Another thing, outside of the forums, there's this whole notion of pre-decisional involvement where you're bringing employees and their through the union, bringing them into the process early when you're considering changes in the workplace, such as changes to organizations or work processes. That's another area that we've seen not a lot of interest in, by and large, across most agencies of the government. And it really sort of begs the question of why wouldn't you be interested in hearing identifying and resolving issues early on, and having the workers that best know the work have a voice and a role in that process. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Do you see any progress since the last time we talked about that issue, Bill?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing progress. I mean, the National Council has put a lot of energy into developing a lot of resources and tools and guidance documents. But the concern that I have with those is those are only useful for people that have committed to sit down and work together. The problem that we've got, where we don't have any pre-decisional involvement or functioning labor management forums, is we haven't figured out a way to incentivize getting labor and management to even come into the room to sit down and talk about forming a forum or talk about early on about some of the problems. So the tools only become useful once they've made the commitment to do that. And so the challenge for us right now is, and the thing that we're beginning to work on through the council, is how do we incentivize, agency managers and labor leaders across the government to see value and to commit to doing pre-decisional involvement and to commit to forming and participating in labor management forums.
Do you have a sense of the structure already being in place that once you get that incentivization, I guess I'm going to make up a word, in place, that you will be able to proceed quickly, that's really the big obstacle right now?
I think it really is. I think once people understand and are convinced and see value in sitting down and having meaningful conversation and dialogue with each other to talk about the workplace problems and to talk about ideas for solving problems and becoming more efficient and making sure that the workers have the resources that they need to accomplish the agency's mission. I think once people commit to do that, I think these other things fall into place rather quickly. It's just that getting over that initial barrier or impediment, a lot of which is trust, a lot of which is old baggage that both labor and management in some cases carry from previous bad relationships or experiences that they had.